Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I have to be honest with you guys. One of the challenges that I have is writing. I'm not a writer. I'm a speaker. I mean, that's what I do, and I understand that very well. And I could look at a page 50 or 1,000 times and not see the mistakes that other people can see. Anyways, today we're going to talk with Elise Adams, and she is a professional copywriter. How are you doing, Elise?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Brian?
I'm fabulous. So anyways, Elise, you have an incredible story. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your journey and how you got to where you're at?
Thank you so much, Brian. You know, I am just honored to be here with you. It is so exciting to be able to share a bit of my story and the skills that I've been able to put together to really maximize people's reach online. My story starts rather dramatically. Back about 8 or 9 years ago, I actually spent 3 years homeless. I sort of hit rock bottom, as they say, and ended up in a rather violent and dramatic relationship with a petty criminal who was traveling the United States and sort of living off the grid in a very unhealthy way. What was so dramatic about all of that experience is that I really learned how to listen. And it may sound really strange for a copywriter who's building a successful business now to be grateful for hitting that really rock bottom place, but I am today.
And that's fabulous. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of times, and believe me, I've heard these stories before. This isn't the first time. It's sometimes when you hit rock bottom, it really gives you a chance to kind of rebuild from the ground up. And that's fabulous. So then how did you get into the copywriting business? I mean, what transcended from going from homeless to, you know, running your own business?
Sure, absolutely. So over the last 8 years, it's been a sort of twisting, winding road. I think we all have those stories of, you know, running into dead ends and trying to find a better life for my kids and I. When the guy I was with was arrested, we're talking, you know, the lights and the sirens and the guns drawn and everything.
Wow.
I was sent home by an amazing sergeant that day. He said, you know, go home, take your babies, make a new life for yourself. But I had been so destroyed and sort of, you know, just bottomed out that I wasn't sure what to do. And I tell that part of my story often just because I think a lot of people can relate to that. Hopefully, no one has had to have the lights and sirens part of my story.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've all hit the wall, you know, and hit those just really dark days where we're not sure what to do next. And, you know, it's been 8 years of struggle and trial and error. But what I discovered, I started a blog. Actually, I started 3 or 4 blogs. And I started working with other entrepreneurs and successful people. And people started coming to me and saying, you know, when you look at what I do and you tell me these suggestions and you rewrite things for me, suddenly I'm having success that I wasn't having before. And I didn't even know what that was called for a long time. I was a virtual assistant and, you know, my clients loved me and I learned all the technical, you know, back office stuff. But it was the writing that I kept getting the feedback on that I can really make a difference for people's businesses. And I eventually learned that that's called copywriting.
Mm-hmm. So who needs a copywriter? I mean, what kind of business people can use what you do?
Sure. I'm assuming that your audience will expect this answer because the answer is everyone. And the reason I say that is because we all have a message that we're trying to get across. Many of us, most of us maybe, are trying to sell something, either an idea, a concept, a product. And in order to maximize the reach of that message and to convert that into success in our businesses, I have found that we really can't do that alone. You know, I don't even do my copywriting alone. I have coaches and trainers that are helping me get my message more clear, and it's just a real blessing to be able to reach out and do that for all sorts of people online.
Yeah, that's a really, really great point. I mean, having, you know, coaches that help you guide your own message, and that only helps you make it better for other people. So what makes a good copywriter so powerful? I mean, what do you do that takes somebody's brains and puts it down on paper or on the internet or something like that, that really gets people to take notice, to take action, those kind of things.
Sure. You know, I think a great copywriter has spent a lot of time really purposefully watching what works. And then not only watching what works, but implementing it. You know, any good online marketer knows that it does take trial and error. But when someone has seen, you know, two or three success stories versus hundreds of success stories, I'm going to mix up my S's there, it really makes a huge difference. Because what works for one person way over here may or may not work for someone over here. And by getting my fingers in the copy, in the way things are put together, in the words themselves, and then taking the perspective of the customer. Sometimes it's really, really hard when we're super creative, really results-driven, process-driven people. You know, we can see great content, we can see great ideas, but seeing it from the perspective of our customer comes really hard when we're the person creating the product in the first place. It takes someone who's on the outside looking into that copy, looking into that author bio, looking into that about page, looking into that sales page to really see what does the customer want to hear.
Mm-hmm. No, very, very true. And having a customer-driven focus on that text is so incredibly important.
Yeah, there's only so much you can see as a business owner from a survey or from asking, because what comes back to you is filtered through how you're seeing your own business. You're not really outside enough to look carefully at how it's coming across to the public.
That is so true. And I talk about that all the time in social media, is a lot of people just want to be the brand and they don't want to be themselves. And really what people are attracted to is the person, not the product or service.
Absolutely.
So how can good copywriting help grow a business? What are some of the tasks that you do, and how does that help businesses propel themselves online?
From the very first get-go, I think the biggest gift that a good copywriter can give to a business is a really clear perspective in words. You know, there's the graphics people and there's the strategy people, but a copywriter can really get into the words and what the words are going to portray about that business's message or that person who's trying to build a platform around a certain idea or concept, and really get into, you know, when I talk about it, I'm always worried that I'm making it sound more complicated than it is, because it's brilliantly fun for me. I absolutely enjoy this. This is like playing.
Awesome.
But for someone else who's not used to sort of word wrangling, it can be really intimidating. It's like, what goes in an about page? What really should I say on my sales page when I'm so focused on how cool this new thing is? But is my public going to think that this is cool? And how do I communicate that in words? It's a bit tricky, but with a copywriter's eyes on it, what I have seen is that the results are easily twice as much to 10 times as much what someone can put together themselves.
Awesome. So what are some of the things that you do? I mean, blogging, you talked about pages. You know, what are some of the things that you're doing for your clients?
One of my really favorite things to do is sort of full concept copywriting, where I take everything from the author bio all the way through what the strategy for message needs to be on a person's blog, all the way to social media. I specialize in ghostwriting in books or digital content product, so that I take someone's brilliance, because each one of us has just this amazing brilliance, and I love working with great experts who have these awesome ideas, but they're not quite sure how to translate that all the way out to the public. So it's really fun to work on the whole scope, but I find also that with brand new businesses or businesses just getting their feet under them, that really just writing that great author bio to help them focus, it's amazing what you can get out of an author bio. You can focus what they're here to do, who they're here to reach, and really grab them in with something just as simple as that one task.
And what do you suggest? I mean, when somebody's reading their own bio, what kind of things do they need to look for or look at?
I love to help out with that. You know, one of the things that I mentioned earlier that really has to be a part of the bio is a story. But the story of how you came to be such a great and brilliant expert really needs to be sort of nestled in the middle. What needs to pop out at the beginning of a bio is what you do for your clients and your customers. What is the benefit that you bring them? And so many times we focus on a title, Or we focus on the name of our business, or we focus on that rather than the change we bring to someone's life. The change I want to bring to your life is I want to boost your message online. I want to boost your brilliance. I want to crush your content so that it converts into cash. I mean, that's way more exciting sounding than, you know, I'm just going to come along and I'm going to rewrite your paragraphs. So when you put that kind of action into a bio about what you're doing for someone, what you're bringing to the table that will change their life, it's amazing how much stronger and more enticing that just the little blurb on the bottom of a blog post can be.
See, I love that, Elise. I mean, the whole thing about what change do you invoke? I think that's one of the things that really is kind of the essence of everybody's personal brand, and they don't get it and they don't know how to express it. And that's why what you're doing is so awesome. How can great copywriting convert into cash? I mean, you mentioned that, and how does that turn into money?
Well, you know, I know you've been telling your audience this, and it's just helpful to hear it from another voice. What people buy is not your product. They buy what your product is going to do for them. And so by making sure that the words on the paper, the words on the page say the benefits, making sure that the client is the star. It's not about you, it's about the bacon, right? So it's not about me. And that's really what all good marketers know. And if you can do that, and if you can hook that with how you say things online, you're golden.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you for the book plug, by the way. And the subtitle of it is Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. And that's really what it's about, is just being you, you know, and getting your message out there. So that's incredibly important.
Well, one of the things people forget when they write is that it really is just speaking to people. You know, if you think about how you talk to your friends about your product, you don't tell them all the bells and whistles. You might go on and on a little bit because, you know, you can get away with it. But what you really want to do is say, this is going to change your life. You know, you're struggling with, an inventor, you know, struggling with see someone walking down the street, struggling carrying their groceries, and comes up with a new doodad. You know, this is going to help you carry your groceries better. Not, I designed this with 3 molds and, you know, 10 people helping me and all the rest of the stuff. This is going to help you carry your groceries in better. That's what copy does. It shows people in words how it's going to make their life better.
Right on. So I know you have a system or a way that people can actually get a taste of what it is that you do. So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So earlier I was mentioning, you know, how I love to do these big projects with entrepreneurs, beginning to end, you know, let's just bump up everything. And yet the foundation of what we say online is really in that author bio or that LinkedIn profile description. And I love to be able to give someone a taste of what a copywriter can do by giving them this just great done for you passport to profits 100 word author bio. And what my clients use this for is all across the social media spectrum and on their websites. I've had direct sellers use this on their static pages. I've had people use this on their author boxes for guest posts and gotten tons more traffic from that. Of course, you mentioned LinkedIn, which is a primary place for those keywords and that story and that great space to really just shine someone's purpose and mission and product here online. I make sure that it's keyworded, optimized, but the process and the system that I have behind it is just a really in-depth and fun form that I have everyone fill out when they get one of these packages. And then I get my hands directly on it. Every single author bio that I turn back into a client is personally customized. I like to turn in a couple different options because some people want to go super professional and some people want to go super snazzy and sort of fun. Mm-hmm. And so I give them both of those options when I put this all together for them.
Oh, sounds fabulous. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
The best place to find me is at elisewrites.com, and I think you're going to have a link as well so that they can directly find this Passport to Profits author bio as well.
So Elise, thank you so much for spending time to share your story and all the tips that you got. I know I got a lot out of it, and I'm sure everybody else will. So thanks for everything.
It was my pleasure. So happy to be here with you, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.